Okay, let's call the meeting to order at 5:50. Roll call, Sean Giese.
Here.
Will McCominick here, Stacy Kirkland.
Absent.
Absent. Jason Ingram.
Here.
Randy Collier. You're muted.
Well, we could read your lips right now that you're here.
Raise your hand if you're here. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Your screen. Hang on, guys.
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so now we will do the swearing in of our newly appointed board member, Randy Collier.
Randy, do you have a printout of the oath of office? Okay, so can you unmute?
There we go.
Perfect. So,
you're good.
Go ahead and
do you want me to? Yes, read this.
Yes.
Okay.
Stand up. Stand up, Randy. Thank you. Perfect.
All right. I, Randy Collier, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Thank you, Randy, and welcome. We just need you to sign that, and perhaps Michelle can scan it to me.
Okay, will do.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, great. Well, now we'll move on to item 4, the approval of the agenda.
Same.
All in favor by roll, Sean, Wilma. Hi. Long day. Stacy Kirkland absent. Jason Ingram.
Hi.
Randy Collier.
Aye.
Great, thank you.
Click on it, Steve, now.
Item 5, the consent agenda. I'll second. Any discussions on the consent agenda? Nope. Okay, all in favor by roll, Sean.
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason.
Aye.
Randy Collier.
Aye.
Okay, item 6, public comments. Anybody? We have nobody here from the public anywhere else?
Nope.
Okay. Item 7, reports. Any reports from the board members? I just wanted to say that both graduations at Long Valley I attended, and they were both very nice. They were, Betty did a great job. It looked nice too.
Randy, you were at the Portola one?
Yes.
How did that go?
It was beautiful. It's very nice. I'm grateful. Thank you.
Great.
executive director report.
So I submitted one in writing. I don't know if you have questions for me. Okay.
Item C, the finance report. Looks like Genevieve. Yeah, great.
And just so you all know, it says and second interim budget update, and that's, I didn't erase that from last one.
Oh.
So there's not.
It's just the finance.
It's just the finance.
Okay.
Good evening, hey, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yes.
Good. I'm also not Matthew, so in case you're not sure. My name is Genevieve Nelwan, and it's my pleasure and privilege to be here with you this evening. I will be giving you the highlights of the budget for fiscal year 22-23. I trust all of you have had a chance to glance over it prior to this meeting. So I'll just do a bird's eye view of it and entertain questions afterwards. I think I can share screen, is that right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I will begin with Long Valley School. And usually when you look at a budget, you know, there's three things that you always want to know. Am I going to have a good bottom line? How are my reserves and how's my cash? And those are the three important things that we want to make sure that we highlight. This year, not any different from the last couple of years. We have a lot of challenges with the pandemic and the after effects of that. So budgeting based on all the changes that the state and federal are doing is also a little bit challenging. Nonetheless, Long Valley is doing their budget projecting a 5 student increase in enrollment, which I will show here. From our estimated actuals of 255, this budget is based on an increase of 5 students going to 260, and therefore this budget will reflect that increase. As you know, most of our revenues are generated by the LCFF calculator, and this is our biggest funding source for the school. So we have incorporated that into our revenue calculations. And the remainder of the revenues are made up of the federal, state, and local. And we still have some one-time funds that we have made sure that we incorporated in here that we are still able to use up in this coming year, which includes the ESSER, ESSA, and some of those other grants. So overall, our revenue will be increasing by $500,000 compared to what our estimated actuals were for this past year. By the same token, we do have to adjust our expenses accordingly, not only based on the increase in enrollment, but also increases just in the economy overall. So there's a huge COLA factor that has been incorporated. And we have made increases in our salaries accordingly to our base salaries, and also the increase in our STIRS percentage. And we have also built in some of the things that have been proposed in the budget previously, such as the mileage stipend, which will be discussed, I believe, a little bit later. The rest of the expenses have been adjusted accordingly as well, based on enrollment and other factors, which brings us to a net bottom line of $192,869 positive. So this is a good thing. And it brings our fund balance to an estimated $3.7 million for the end of next year.
Wait a minute. I thought we were in the hole 328.
No, that's just
net revenues.
That's the difference between the end of this year and the end of next year.
This is a net change. So we're going to get this column right here.
By 321,000.
By 33%? Am I reading that wrong?
Nope.
33%? Wow.
we did a lot of increases, the additional increase and the mileage reimbursement are in there.
Yes.
Yeah, that number you're looking at. And that's if we can fully staff everybody that we wanted to do.
Okay, sorry, go on. Oh, I had one more question. What's the current ADA rate, do we know?
The current ADA rate?
Are you asking what the
ADA
is? Mm-hmm. So we measure it by at different times, right? So we're looking usually at P2, which is April 15th, mm-hmm. which was 261. I can give it to you.
Per kid, how much?
You want to know how much cash we get per kid?
88, yeah. The kids here all year long.
Okay. So it's different depending on their grade level. It's different if they qualify for free or reduced lunch, like all those things factor into it. I use as a quick guide 10,000, but it's probably, you know, for some kids that'll be, what would you say, Genevieve, 13, 14,000?
That sounds about right. It would be in that range somewhere. I don't have it in front of me.
It differs by every grade level range.
It used to be about 75.
It's gone up.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no worries. No worries. The following pages that you have in your packet will address line by line what the changes are and some of the reasons for them, which I won't take the time to do this evening. I wanted to go straight to the fund balance as well as the cash flow. Just wanted to make a notation that we did reclass some reserves for the leasehold improvements on the basketball court, $85,000. So that is why that is noted there accordingly.
Hang on a second. We have had the basketball court and door locks on our desire to do. We just haven't been able to get somebody to come out and quote that job on the basketball courts. So we believe that when we're working on the improvement, once we buy the property and do the renovations, that company will take it on. So we're just continuing to kind of hold those funds aside so that we can get that done.
You're talking about the outdoor courts?
Uh-huh.
What was the other one?
The other thing is door locks. Believe it or not, the one quote we've gotten so far is $30,000 to put on. They call them Sandy Hook locks.
Oh. I might know someone for the courts unless you want to wait.
No, the sooner the better. Like, kids are not allowed to really run out there, right?
Yeah.
No, it's crack ceiling too? Or is it just the top coat?
No, it needs
it's a
to
full
be
resurfaced.
Yeah, it's bad.
You want to repave it or resurface it?
Repave it. But I want a professional to like look at it and say this is what you need to do. You know, so
I will talk with Crazy Day tomorrow.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, sorry, Genevieve.
No worries. And here you can see once again the pending fund balance of $3.7 million. Moving on to the cash flow, this is our projection of how the cash flow will behave month by month and obviously for the year. And we anticipate an ending healthy balance of $2.6 million in our cash, which represents about 260 days of cash on hand. That's a good place to be. We've also included our out years, our future years, the next 2 years after next year. And we have conservatively also projected an increase in our enrollment for each of the succeeding years. And that brings us to the end of Long Valley. Any other questions before I move on?
Genevieve, could you go back up to like the second page where we're showing the revenue change from the end of this year, projected end of this year to
next year?
Next year, that's the right words. Thank you.
This one right here.
Yep. So I want you to see the revenues going up by 506,000. So that's why we felt pretty good about upping the dollars that are getting up are in the salaries.
Sure. Mm-hmm. There's no issues there. It's just a big number.
No, I know, but there was a lot of money, and some of the money is earmarked by the state to be spent on personnel.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Category.
Yep.
Category.
Yep. You got it. Okay, we can go to Thompson Peak now.
Okay, let's take a look at Thompson Peak then. Similarly with Thompson Peak, we have, of course, worked our budgets based on our projected enrollment for next year. In this case, Thompson Peak, we're projecting quite a bit more enrollment, going from our estimated actuals 139 to 165. This is an increase of 26 students. So that will reflect a larger change in your revenues from estimated this year. But the components remain the same, which your biggest source of funding is the LCFF calculator, which has been built here with the same methodology as I described for Long Valley. And similarly, in this case, we have done the same with our salaries, increased our base salaries accordingly, taken COLA into consideration, increased our STIRS percentage, et cetera, and the mileage stipends that had been previously brought to your attention. So with those changes, we are looking at a bottom line for Thompson Peak of $407,675. That brings our fund balance to $1.7 million for this particular school. So once again, the following pages are itemizing each of the categories with its reasons, which again, I won't take the time to go over them one by one, but they all are the same pretty much for both schools. On the fund balance, just wanted to note in this case, we also set aside the reserves for the upcoming projects. So these are noted here so that the board is aware that we are doing that.
So I'm just going to add that we expect to close on the USDA loan. We have a date of July 1 right now, if everything falls into place. And we have to put the equivalent of 1 year's payments to USDA in a reserve and then keep adding to that annually. So that's what the $51,000 is. And then on the $227,000, we have about $160,000 worth of Americans with Disabilities Act requirements to update that building. And we have the first full year, so I expect that we'll utilize that over the 22-23 school year. And then the rest of that is really, what is that called? You know, deferred maintenance kind of monies have to go in there annually for that purpose. And USDA is very much, they want to see it broken out on our financials. So, okay, Genevieve,
you mentioned the STIRS increase. What is the percentage now?
I don't have that in front of me as well. May I get back to you on that? I can look it up.
9.7. What about PERS? It's like this time, too.
Now, we don't use PERS.
Oh, we don't?
No.
We classified pay, or
classified are on Social Security, what we pay into.
Gotcha. 9.7.
We've also built in a little bit of interest on the anticipated long-term debt that we will incur for these projects.
Yours just keeps going up.
And here's the cash flow for next year, which we will be ending at 1.37. Which represents about 239 days cash on hand, which is a good place to be. And we've done the same with our out years. We have done a conservative projection of the following years with an increase each year in our enrollment and done a conservative budget on that as well. And that brings us to the end of Thompson Peak. Are there any other questions?
Nothing here, I don't think.
Well, hearing none, I recommend that you accept this budget for next fiscal year. Thank you.
So the state has not finalized their budget. They're due to, so this is all based on projections from the state. And we would expect that by June 15th, they finalize it. But last year, they didn't finalize it. They played some games and extended it out. So don't be surprised if, you know, we come back and by September, we have to adopt another budget with more updated figures.
Yes, and we're planning to keep our ears to the ground after the 15th and see what comes out of those decisions. Mm-hmm. I did want to take a moment to thank Sherry for being there and working through this with me. She's a fabulous leader, and you're blessed to have her. So thank you, Sherry.
Thanks, Genevieve. That was a kind way of saying. Just kidding.
Okay, thank you, Genevieve. We'll move on to item D, the program reports, which were submitted in writing.
Except for one, which Misty just gave you.
The
colored one with the photographs.
Oh, the board report?
The board report.
Okay.
Do you want to just say it out loud because Randy doesn't have the benefit of that one right now?
Oh, I just talked about that our sixth, seventh, and eighth grade did some end of the year science activities with physics catapults and chemical reactions, making some ice cream. So they're trying to make the best of the end of their year by getting outdoors. Thursday, we had our eighth grade promotion, which we were sending all our kids off to numerous different high schools. Sad to see them go. And then Friday, our seniors graduated, and that was a nice ceremony. Miss Whitney, Miss Sherman, and Miss Teo did a great job helping the seniors put that together. And we had quite a few parents volunteer to come help set up. It was really nice. It did turn out very nice. And then on Friday, we were able to bring parents back into the school. That was really a lot of fun. And we did our end of the year, well, out on the yard, not in the school, back lot there in the grass. And we had our end of the year assembly where we were able to actually, parents got to see their kids get awards again. And then we had our end of the year family barbecue, and that was really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Misty, how many of the high school or the eighth graders that graduated are staying here for high school?
I believe five.
Five. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that high school program's already pretty much full, isn't it?
Yeah, it is full. The high school and the middle school are both full at this point.
Yeah.
Good. And I know some families have asked, why can't we just do full-time high school here? But that's not how our charter is written.
Yep. Okay. So any questions or discussion on any of the reports? The campus location, special programs, safety? No? Okay. We'll move on to item eight, the updated California Healthy Kids reports.
Yes, so we, when we got the results from the survey, we there were still a few grade level bands that were missing from the survey results. So we were able to get our high school results for Long Valley. So I just did a quick kind of summary for you guys of some strengths and some concerns at the top. So this would be Doyle and Portola. So we don't know, some of the questions were, you know, if you're at home or site-based, but there's no way to really differentiate it. So it is both of those campuses. So we had 14 seventh graders, 12 ninth, and then 4 11th. So
and this is after begging for them for months.
Yes. Sure. And we're still missing one. But so this is the update from what we got. If the respondents were less than 10, there won't be any results. So that's why you don't see anything in the 11th grade columns. So one of the things I noted, just their bedtimes, you know, are 7th and 9th grader, mostly 9th, you know, they're staying up pretty late after midnight. And, you know, so when they're sluggish in the morning, that gives us a better idea of they're, you know, they just woke up and didn't get much sleep. So some strengths, you know, a lot of the kids felt that there were caring adults in the schools, that we have high expectations, and meaningful participation at school. And then, you know, caring about them, interesting activities, you know, a little true to pretty much true, you know, kind of varied depending on the grade a little bit. And then most of the kids were happy to be at this school. There was only, it looks like, one or two students that disagreed with that. So that's good. And then they all felt like they were a part of the school. Some concerns or areas, you know, that we can look to improve. You know, they still feel that they're not totally involved in, you know, deciding things like class activities or rules, that they do things that make a difference. They have a say in how things work. And then this one stood out to me, that quite a few of the kids said that it's hard for them to stay focused when they're doing their schoolwork. So just keeping in mind, we are having, you know, that instruction time, that we have to break it up with more fun, engaging activities to keep their attention. Chronic sad or hopeless feelings. So that is if, you know, for more than 2 weeks, they are feeling, you know, sad or hopeless. We had 30% said yes. So it was enough to, you know, we have to keep doing our social emotional things and then continue with the counseling. It looks like one student was seriously considering attempting suicide in the last 12 months. So that's just, you know, something that we're always on the lookout for. And then overall, I expect more good things to happen to me than bad things. Some kids, you know, said that that's not at all true. So just continuing to, you know, help them with all those social emotional pieces. So, and if I get the other results, I'll give you an update. I'll keep bugging the guy. So any questions?
So quick question, when you look at, I'm not sure I understand what the significance of asking them what their bedtimes are, because we really have no control over that. But maybe some of those percentages go in line with, it's hard for me to stay focused when doing my schoolwork.
Right, absolutely. So you're right. There's not anything we can do about that, but it's more just something, you know, that the teachers and staff should be aware that some of these kids are staying up so late. Okay.
Well, it's why the law changed this year that you can't start school before 8:30 in the morning. And physiologically, kids at that age truly have their body clocks off. Through. Like, that is an absolute adolescent element.
Interesting. And then the updated iReady winter report.
And that was in your packet.
Right.
Yeah. So we just caught, when Sherry was looking at some data for LCAP, there were some questions that came up, and then I realized the winter reading score for Thompson Peak was the wrong screenshot. So that you haven't.
So we actually were doing better.
Yes.
Than what is being presented. Just wanted you to be aware.
Okay.
About that. Erin. Thank
you. Okay. And then the report of local indicators.
So one of the things we have to do, and the state has changed the timeline, they want us now on this day when we're looking at the LCAP to look at what they consider local indicators.
will take this information and put it on the California State dashboard in probably November, but it has to be presented to you at this point. And these are priorities, right? The state gives us 8 priorities. These are priorities that are sort of under our control of what we do, and we have to measure them. So to go through these pretty quickly, you have a set for Long Valley, you have a set for Thompson Peak. We're looking at basic services. Are teachers credentialed and assigned? Is our material sufficient? This is all on the SARC that you approve in February. So those aren't really new details to you. Part of our surveys, which you got that massive packet of survey information, part 2, priority 2, these are from that surveys. This is just the teacher's judgment on how we're doing implementing state standards with a couple of different questions. What I did this time is in parentheses our last year's scores next to this year's scores. So that you can see where, and you know, some of them are microscopic changes from year to year. I'm going to point to Kelly, who's going to be our curriculum person, because this will be like one of the things that fall under her jurisdiction to really make sure teachers are learning more and getting what they need for support. And then 2B is looking at it from English language development. And you know, how many English learners do we have at each school?
We have 3 at Long Valley and 1 at Susanville, but she just graduated. So, and then 1 of ours graduated here. So we'll have 2 that I know of for next year. Both are here.
So you know, that falls under Whitney and Misty, whatever her name is, try to work with those teachers, because doing things school-wide when you have no opportunity to put them into practice is really difficult. So we just target the teachers. We use that. Then you get into parent engagement. And this is just a questionnaire for the school to ask itself, how are we doing on all of the statements? And then the final area is building partnerships. So it's not the final area, but it's building relationships, building partnerships, seeking input for decision-making. And then we get to priority 6, school climate. These again are answers that were in our survey, pulled out separate in our report. And then priority 7, they're asking you to self-reflect, and are you giving all kids access to all courses? And we do. They all have the option, and all the kids get the courses they need to graduate. All the K-8 kids get the courses that they're required to have. I would say, which is one of our projects, is building up more A through G classes for college-bound kiddos. Is going to be something that we continue to do. And that's the priorities.
Good. Any questions? Comments? Okay, moving on to item 9. The public hearing, consideration to open public hearing regarding the local control accountability plan, the LCAP, for Long Valley School and Thompson Peak Charter School. I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
Discussion.
What, you want to vote on opening the hearing?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
All in favor on opening the hearing by roll. Sean? Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason? Randy?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, discussion on the...
I want to say that we sent it out to on Parent Square for anyone who wanted to read it. We sent it to all our staff members. We got some questions. We got some little bits of input. And that was it. We're in year two of a 3-year cycle. So it's not really asking for a lot of change at this point. You're pretty much, are you continuing something or dropping something? If you really need to add something, fine, but trying to keep it just steady.
Any questions or more discussion? Okay. I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
You? Okay. Moving on to the action items. A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of LCAP for Thompson Peak and Long Valley Schools. I'll second. Any discussion? All in favor by roll, Sean? Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Item B, discussion and possible action regarding approval of an adult education program through Lassen County Office of Education. Second. Discussion?
What is this about?
So once upon a time, we had adult education. We were members of the Lassen County Adult Education Consortium.
Okay.
Then they bumped us out because they had a consultant come in and say, I don't think that charter school should belong to the consortium. That was a couple of years ago. Lawyer said we could have bought it, but we let it go. So now Lassen County has come to us, the County Office of Education, and said, the program you do is really good. We're missing that. Mm-hmm. So could you please do it again? You'll do it through us, which means we have less reporting to do with it. So the kids, the adults will get a diploma through the Lassen County Office of Ed, whatever they call their academy, and will follow their rules, their requirements. We have some staff members that are really good at working with the adults and helping them earn their diplomas. You've worked with kids, I keep saying kids. They're often young adults, but they don't have to be young adults. So we wrote a budget based on actual what we'd be paying salary-wise to those teachers. It's an extra opportunity for them to generate more income and help people in our communities.
And the county gave us.
Yep.
Oh, and nice, right? Both locations.
So we can do it in any of our locations.
Okay. And they came with an open checkbook.
So I wrote it for a little higher than what this one is. And she said, if you could make it under this number, we got a deal.
Oh.
So. Mm-hmm. And Kathy Sherman, our counselor, will get like 4 hours a week and that kind of thing so that we can give her some extra opportunity too.
And John would be interested if we get extra people because he wants more things to do.
Hey, there we go. Want
to vote? Any questions? All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Thank you. Item C, discussion and possible action regarding approval of updated salary schedules, which were in the package. They were.
So I want to just add before you vote, I guess we should take a motion in a second.
Oh, sorry.
Right.
Motion to talk about it?
Yeah.
So I'll make that motion.
I'll second. Okay, discussion.
So when we left last time, you were talking about the possibility of increasing maybe the mileage reimbursement.
Yes.
And I suggested that maybe we wanted to increase salaries and not that other one, because I'd like the mileage reimbursement to be considered one time, whether it is or not, but I don't want to add it to the base.
Okay.
We got a really decent increase in the COLA this year. So I felt being able to put a chunk of that into their salaries was an appropriate move. So you're seeing higher salaries. And I think I tried to, for all groups, show you what you had approved previously for an increase and now where we are. Because quite honestly, when I did that, when I brought you that last one, that was definitely based on our neighbors all over, well, not Fort Sage, but everyone else, and what they were paying. And then when that COLA came through, they're all already negotiating for higher rates for starting next year. So I'm just trying to keep up with that competition out there.
Mm-hmm. What are the increases? Uh-huh.
So very much it's for certificated, it's about 2-2.5%. And for classified, it's more like 3%. Because then we discovered, I did not realize this, but our inflation triggers an increase to minimum wage. So minimum wage is going up January 1. So I wanted to make sure that for our classified staff, we had increased it so that we didn't have to revisit it in January.
So the 33% is not just that, it's the stirrers and the stipend.
Yeah.
And we're going with just the regular, instead of doubling the fuel, we're just going to do the regular gas.
That's what I'm asking you. It's just with the idea that we've given more of the COLA to the employees, and this is just the stipend to help you with not pay for your complete gas, because you would have been paying for your gas previously too, right? So it's just to help.
So is that a permanent thing or a one time?
It is the next action item.
Yeah,
for that separate.
Okay, so this one for the updated salary schedules, any more questions or discussion? All in favor by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy? Absent. Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Okay, item D is the discussion and possible action regarding approval of monthly mileage stipends for 22-23.
So we're just approving it right now for next year.
And did you get this, Jason? It was in the package.
Yeah, that was last week, right?
Okay.
So we're just approving for next year.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I'll second it. Any questions or discussion?
So overall, it's like 2% raises across the board, plus.
Correct. And don't forget, we had already done like 2% previously.
The year before.
No, a couple months ago for effective July 1. Now we've upped it even more since that COLA came out.
Oh. Okay.
Do you remember what the COLA is, Genevieve, for this year?
6.56%.
Almost enough to keep up with inflation.
So we just really felt like we needed to make sure we put a chunk of that in employee. You know, I'll have to explain to some folk who think that maybe we should have given them 5% or something. I think we're more like at 4% overall for starting this next year. But our ADA went down this last year, which means although we're getting that COLA, we're still getting less because we have less attendance and kids enrolled. So it's not like we're getting that whole 6%, it's less than that, but it still, I think, is a good move to keep our employees to stick with us.
My boys are very mad about going to blast those buildings. ADA boys, let's go.
Thank you.
Trump boys walk to school.
By the way, I have an answer on the ADA question. It's about $11,300 per student.
Okay, thank you.
And the STIRS rate was 19.1%.
19.1, yeah.
Since we stopped recording, I think.
Okay, so back to action item B. Any other questions or discussions for the monthly mileage statements? All in favor as presented? Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy? Absent. Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
There you go. You're back.
And I want to kind of add in, and Genevieve can correct me if I'm wrong, the STIRS went up again this year. And last year, we were having it subsidized by the state. That subsidy sunset. And so now we're all on our own. So that's where you're seeing just big jumps. Okay,
action item E, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the 22-23 budget for Thompson Peak and Long Valley. I'll second. Any questions or discussion?
I just want to make sure that we did this in this order so that in the budget, all of these things were in there, assuming, yep. But they are accounted for already.
Perfect. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy? Absent. Jason?
Aye.
Randy?
Aye.
Thank you. Action item F, discussion and possible action regarding approval of resolution number 2021-22-04 to award design build contract to Modern Construction. This is for the Long Valley location.
Yeah.
Right
here.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's based on our whole process of
that we've interview been doing. Yes. I'll make a motion.
Sorry.
Any questions or discussion? All in favor by roll, Sean? Wilma? Aye. Stacy? Absent. Jason?
Aye.
Andy?
Aye.
Thank you. Item G, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the plan for universal pre-kindergarten.
Ooh, I'm wishing we would talk about this.
Thanks, Jason.
Second?
You got the second?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are the ages for pre-kindergarten?
So this is a five-year rolling plan, okay? The state has an expectation that four-year-olds will be in.
Who's that go to?
You can do it directly just to Sherry, or you can do it to the whole group.
Okay.
I'll be right with you.
Chat
and then
by the time they are at that five-year point, and they are four by like August,
okay.
They can start in TK.
Uh-huh. And be like, I am so sorry, I have got to go.
You're not muted.
So four by August. Five.
Four. They get to be four-year-olds. So this is trying to push earlier and earlier and earlier. They're just going to keep moving it up by a couple months each year.
Oh, it's going to catch them out of the womb. It's going to happen.
Socializing there.
Well, yeah. So that, so we were required by the state. The fact that we already have TK is extraordinary. A lot of schools have not brought on TK programs. We have full day TK, which is what they want. So we already have full day TK. Wow. But again, you have to be five by, do you know what it is this next year? Yeah.
It's February 2nd.
So that means four-year-olds are starting as long as their fifth birthday is by February. Okay. But it's just going to keep moving back and back and back. So as we get closer to those kind of numbers, I'm going to have Misty and her team do some outreach to like Head Start and other programs to see if they want to come onto our campus and do the four-year-olds for us, because they would have the kind of qualifications to do that. But that's not today's bailiwick, just that we have a plan and we're going to mind the ratios have to be much smaller in those kind of classes of adults to kids.
So in the course of 5 years, it's going to be closer and closer, the months going
yep.
towards August.
For younger and younger kiddos, right. till we have straight up 4-year-olds, as long as you're, as long as you've turned 4 by August. Oh my, no, by August. Oh. But at the start of school, you have to turn 5.
Okay. And are they in a separate classroom from kindergarten?
Not right now.
No, because I just wondered physically, do we have space?
So right now this year, you're allowed 24 kids in that class.
20.
I know we set ours lower because we think it's important to be lower, but you're allowed up to 24 kids and you have to have 2 adults for those 24, a teacher and an aide, but we've knocked it down to 20 because we think that's too many. But as the projections are coming from the county, it looks like we'll have more kids. And that's why I want to explore having another group come in so we can do a separate class.
Okay, Sherry, Randy has to go.
Okay.
I just saw Papa.
I know. No worries.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'll keep it on. Okay.
Okay. We're almost there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions or discussion about action item G, the plan for the universal pre-kindergarten? All in favor? By roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy, absent. Jason,
aye.
Randy,
absent. Oh, I'm gonna put a note in our minutes. I left at 6:41.
Yeah. Okay. And future items: the graduation pathways. Good. I don't think we had any
outstanding anything else.
Yeah. No. Okay, perfect. We will adjourn at 6:42.
No July meeting, right?
Okay, let me
just you, Sean.
No July.
We're having a special one just for you.
Lock the door.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.